I can remember when we didn't have anything but the grist mill. You buy meal, you know, freshly ground meal.
Really?
Yeah, uh-huh. I can remember when my oldest brother, at one time, when I just can't remember that we lived at a place where they had a grist mill, the only place that we ever lived that they did have one.
Mm-hmm.
We were just all, it would just thrill us children to death that their brother went, he had some ox, we had, Daddy bought him two little old calves,
mm-hmm.
and those things just grew up to be oxen.
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy bought him a little wagon thing with two iron wheels, just two wheels, it was a little go-kart like thing.
Wow. Yeah.
And you know, he would put the wheel, it was about 7 miles to this grist mill.
Mm-hmm.
But once a week, brother would go and carry the corn,
oh,
put it in this little wagon,
yeah,
and hook up these oxen to this little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I'm just 58 years old, and I remember that.
Yeah.
So it's been, you know, because I was born and raised in the country, and
mm-hmm.
of course it's until I married, and that was the most thrilling thing,
mm-hmm.
for us children, you know, to see brother get in that thing and go down the road. I remember one time I wanted to go with him, and Daddy wouldn't let me, Mom wouldn't let me go.
Really?
And I slipped on that thing. I slipped and got on the thing anyway. Got in the wagon anyway, and brother pushed me out. And the thing rolled over me.
Oh, really?
No, it didn't hurt me, but it taught me a lesson. I didn't ever, try to slip and go with brother anymore to the grist mill, but I wanted to so bad, and I wasn't a tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to, that was one thing. That just going to that grist mill, I don't know why, but it just fascinated us children,
yeah,
just to think about going to that grist mill.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I have been to them, you know, plenty of times,
mm-hmm.
since then, but at that time I was never allowed to go.
Mm-hmm.
We were never allowed to go in. But we would send our own corn, you know, and raise the corn. And
was there ever a name for the amount of corn that you could grind at one time, say, at the grist mill?
No, if there was, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't go that far back.
Oh, yeah.
It's just corn. I mean, you know, just that. Of course, there are several different kinds of corn that you raise. There's a hybrid and different kind of corns that you raise. But now I really don't know. You know, just plain old corns. All that we ever did when I was real young, when we were on the farm anyway.
Yeah.
So I lost my parents at a very early age,
mm-hmm.
and so we didn't. But
was it run by water, the mill?
No. Now there are still, there's one that is still a grist mill in operation someplace in Alabama that's run by water. Where is that place? Is it Clinton, Alabama? I can't remember, but it was just, I guess it was, I don't think it would have been electricity. Hang? I wonder if it was hanging, if they used the hanging.
I don't know.
Back then, electricity.
It was big stones, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, I really don't know. I can tell you about the sugar cane. Because the mules, you know, did that. That was fascinating, too, because I always liked to go to syrup mills, you know, when they made syrup.